Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Monday, August 17th, 2020, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, keep calm and carry on. We'd like to share with you a few resources for assistance with day-to-day necessities during COVID. For Hardy County Public Schools, contact your child's school to access mental health and behavioral health supports. For kids' meal distribution, visit summerbreakspot.org. For employment assistance, you can call 863-385-3672 or go to careersourceheartland.com. For food assistance, you can call 863-773-0034 or go online hardyhelpcenter.org/disaster-relief. The Mobile Response Team 24/7 on-site crisis counseling services, you can call local 863-519-3744 or toll-free 1-800-627-5906. Both of these numbers are available 24/7. The Aunt Bertha Social Care Network, you can go to heartland.auntbertha.com. Parenting During Coronavirus, daily live resources at childmind.org. Community resource information and referrals, you can dial 211 or call 1-888-370-7188. Text your zip code to 898-211 or chat online at uwcf.org/about-2-1-1 and click online chat. For COVID testing and questions, you can call the Hardy Health Department, 863-773-4161, or visit them online, hardy.floridahealth.gov. You can find more of these on the Hardy County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, facebook.com/HardyCountySheriff. For the month of August, the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles is promoting child safety awareness. Whether it's looking for bicycles and pedestrians, buckling up and choosing the right car seat, school bus safety, or car and driveway safety, they want everyone to do their part in making a safer Florida. Join them in this campaign to keep children safe by promoting safety messages with the hashtag ChildSafetyFL. Your local events, mark your calendars. The Bowling Green Citywide Mission is having a back-to-school drive-through backpack giveaway. Receive a free backpack on August 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Once again, August 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Your jobs in Hardy County, the Allen J. Automotive Network is looking for an automotive salesperson. Qualifications include an outgoing personality with exceptional people skills, strong computer experience, detail and task focused, independent with exceptional time skills, and previous experience in sales, customer service, or related. Bell's Outlet is looking for a retail associate. Requirements include a high school diploma or GED, excellent communication skills, and a flexible schedule. Goodwill of Minnesota in Arcadia is looking for a large hard goods processor. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED and an interest in antiques, collectibles, or rare items. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy M-I-D-D-A-Y @gmail.com. Remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather and agriculture news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
Our world is changing dramatically as we face the rapid spread of coronavirus, COVID-19. Hello, this is Lee Michael with First National Bank of Wauchula. We here at the bank have an important role to play. The work we do every day provides support for our community in Hardy County. We understand that critical projects are just that, critical, and that extraordinary times require an extraordinary response. We've made plans and are implementing a model that can be tailored to suit the needs of our customers from all around the surrounding communities. In fact, our delivery model is just as innovative as our digital solutions. As our world has become more mobile, so has First National Bank. Over the past 2 years, we have updated our digital banking options to offer contemporary solutions in online banking, mobile deposit, telephone banking, debit card controls, and full function ATM. We even have the capability to close loans on your PC or smartphone. Additionally, our workforce has the ability to move to a more remote servicing model if necessary. We work extensively with partners like Microsoft, WebEx, Peak 10, and our customers to keep us in touch and ensure your banking needs are addressed. First National Bank of Wauchula has taken our remote services model to the next level, and we're ready to support you too. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday on 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather outside, 89 degrees, feels like 103, shade 98 degrees. UV index 10, wind south at 3 miles an hour. Wind gusts 4 miles an hour, humidity 68%. The dew point 77 degrees Fahrenheit, pressure 30.01 inches of mercury. 21% cloud cover, 14 miles of visibility. And your indoor humidity is 68%. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 11:28 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, then numerous showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%, heat index values up to 106. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-70s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Chance of rain 20%. Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%, heat index values up to 107. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the evening, lows in the mid-70s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 40%. That is your Hardy Midday Weather Report and Forecast. Now let's go on to our Ag News.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As farmers and ranchers continue to struggle during this pandemic, the USDA announced last week it has made more crops and commodities eligible for relief under the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. Farmers of 42 new fruit, vegetable, and nut crops may now apply, along with producers of cut flowers and nursery crops, farmed fish, and other products. And USDA extended the application deadline from August 28th to September 11th. Certified organic cropland can command higher rents, something that can be overlooked when considering the value of owning, managing, and transitioning to organic farmland. That's according to Mercaris, which last week issued the first white paper in its Mercoterra project, which investigates the impact of organic certification on land value. According to data from a survey of organic farmers and landowners, organic land for row crops on average receives a 25% rent premium over conventional cropland. The trade deal is fine, and China is substantially increasing purchases of American goods. That's according to the president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, who tells AgriMarketing.com he's dismissing concerns that rising tensions between the two countries might jeopardize the deal. He says the trade deal offers hope the two countries can continue to work together. In January, China promised to buy an additional $200 billion of U.S. goods and services over the 2017 level by the end of 2021.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I'm Ian McGregor of the McGregor Company. We view our role as that of a partner.
John Dixon, Pomeroy, Washington. I've worked with McGregor since the beginning of my farming.
It's not about making a sale. It's about producing the best crop to help our customers succeed.
Kickstarter is the only starter fertilizer that we've used at this point where you could just see right to the line. You've got better emergence. You've got bigger plants with this product. All the pieces have come together.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
You can see the difference.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
I'm Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Can biochar help mitigate damages from Huanglongbing, or citrus greening disease, that has been so costly to the Florida citrus industry? Well, Ag Information Network's Patrick Cavanaugh has a report.
Finding a way to help citrus growers. It will take many different approaches. Could a carbon source known as biochar help? There are many sources of biochar, such as what is left over on the floor of a forest fire. And it's been shown that when applied to Florida's sandy soils, it improves soil health. In fact, biochar has been shown to be an impressive soil amendment, as it increases soil fertility and productivity, all of which can help a citrus tree ward off citrus greening. Citrus greening damages the citrus tree roots, creating a problem for water and nutrient uptake. University of Florida researchers, along with growers, have found that adequate irrigation, precision fertilization, and focusing on soil health can help with citrus greening. Citrus greening is a disease affecting citrus production worldwide. The fatal disease affects all citrus cultivars and causes tree decline and is a serious threat to the Florida citrus industry. The University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences is the leading institution trying to find a cure to the problem.
That was Patrick Cavanaugh reporting. Also important to stop the spread of this disease is to control its insect pest vector, the Asian citrus psyllid.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Back up and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your motivational quote for the day: it's amazing that the amount of news that happens in the world every day always just exactly fits the newspaper. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. Catch me tonight, 9 to midnight on Glenn the Outlaw, My Request Show. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.